6. We have light rain and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 22 107 inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. We look for scattered showers this morning, and those showers will redevelop later this afternoon, a high around 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In local news, business is good at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Airport General Manager Barry Reed said at Wednesday night's City Council meeting that fuel sales over the past year amounted to 49,600 gallons, which is 17,300 gallons more than in 2010, but not as much as in 2009, which 63,000 gallons were sold. The city realized a profit from the sale of aviation fuel over the past year amounting to $13,000.
The spray season affects that greatly. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a good spray season. Last year was a good spray season.
Reed said also that all of the hangars at the airport are full, and there is a waiting list of aircraft owners and operators hoping to shelter their planes.
There's 28 airplanes based out there. The hangars are full. There's people that would bring airplanes if there was hangar space, but they are full. And of those 28, there's 15 businesses that own airplanes out there. The 15 businesses that own 18 airplanes, 18 of those 28, pretty much they use those airplanes for their business, not for pleasure. So it's a pretty active little airport.
Now, if the city should decide to someday erect additional hangars, it could apply for a grant from the state, which would pay 80% of the cost. The city would have to pick up the remaining 20%. Barry Reed said this will be a busy year out at the airport for various events.
We'll have the flight breakfast this summer, hopefully a good spray season again. And then we have Fly Iowa coming September 15th. That's going to be kind of a big deal. We've got performers. It's going to be an air show. Probably end up being about an hour and a half air show with performers coming, several from others out of state, skydivers. Should be pretty much a day event out there. And then hopefully after that, the feds approve some funding and they'll start on the taxiway grading.
And just like last year, there will be a circus held on the airport grounds. Additional details on those events are forthcoming. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved amendments to the fiscal year 2012 budget, passed a resolution authorizing bids for improvements to the street maintenance building, approved the purchase of an asphalt paving machine from Puckett Equipment Incorporated for $44,365, and approved resolutions establishing fund balance policies that protect the volunteer fire department's funds, and amended a section of the city's personnel policy pertaining to its health insurance plan. News time is 7:09.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Missouri says a Clarinda man was among 30 people who were indicted and charged by a federal grand jury in connection with the distribution of methamphetamine in northwest Missouri, northeast Kansas, southeast Missouri, and southern Iowa. 34-year-old Joshua Dwayne Dockweiler of Clarinda is among the suspects. Dockweiler and the 29 other people, most of whom were from St. Joseph, Missouri, allegedly trafficked more than 15 kilograms of methamphetamine with a street value of more than $1 million from January 1, 2009 to March 14th of this year. All of the suspects face charges of conspiracy to distribute and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Some of the defendants also face additional charges that included firearms possession and possession and delivery of methamphetamine. In addition, each of the suspects allegedly participated in a money laundering conspiracy over the same time frame by conducting financial transactions that involved the unlawful proceeds of the drug trafficking conspiracy. A 68-year-old woman was killed in a two-vehicle crash Wednesday morning on a Webster County road near Fort Dodge. Pat Powers reports from Webster City.
The Iowa State Patrol identified the victim as Catherine A. Dooley. Reportedly, a 2005 Saturn Aeon driven by Dooley was heading southbound on P-59 when a northbound 1999 GMC Sierra pickup truck driven by 17-year-old Patrick Oberg Jr. of Otho crossed the center line, striking the Dooley car head-on. The Dooley car came to rest on its top, while the Oberg truck came to rest on its passenger side. Dooley was taken to Trinity Regional Medical Center in Fort Dodge, where she died of her injuries. Oberg was also transported to Trinity and later transported to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. The accident remains under investigation. I'm Pat Powers.
And the victim who died in that crash, Catherine Ann Dooley, was from Clarinda. An early Wednesday morning fire destroyed a machine shed here in rural Cass County. According to reports, a blaze broke out at around midnight about 5 miles south of Messina. According to Messina Fire Chief Brad Lank, crews from Messina, Cumberland, and Corning fought the flames, which destroyed the structure on the Joe and Kathy Clinton farm. The couple reportedly heard explosions and looked out to see their machine shed engulfed in flames. Most of the building was already gone by the time firefighters arrived. In addition to the structure, several pieces of farm equipment, including a combine, five tractors, some four-wheel ATVs, and a semi-tractor trailer were lost. Firefighters were at the scene for about 3 hours. There were no injuries reported, and the cause of the blaze was under investigation. News time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
In the funeral announcements, 85-year-old Ruby Olson of Exira died Monday. Funeral services for Ruby Olson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Cletus Spohr, age 60, of rural Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Cletus Spohr will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lester Jorgensen will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Carl Byland, age 82, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carl Byland will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Randerus, age 64, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dennis Randerus will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Lee Jacobson, age 73, of Harlan, died February 20th. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Dale Junk, age 61, of Council Bluffs, died February 21st. Memorial services for Lynn Junk will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Danielle Cherry, age 27, of Greenfield, lost her fight with cancer Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Danielle Cherry will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wanda Penfold, age 94, of Tempe, Arizona, and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Services for Wanda Penfold will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids Methodist Church. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Darlene May Carney, age 87, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Darlene Carney will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Vera Pearl Mevis, age 98, of Chicago, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Vera Mevis will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Iola Nelson, age 87, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Iola Nelson will be this coming Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Carla Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carla Bruner will be Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arlene Parenti LeClaire, age 84, of Lakeland, Florida, died March 17th. Funeral services for Arlene LeClaire will be Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Lakeland. Burial arrangements are pending with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Warren Chaffee, age 86, of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be March 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Angela K. Wilson, age 46, of Harlan, died Tuesday. There will be no viewing or services for Angela Wilson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Angelia Copenhaver, age 81, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Angelia Copenhaver are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlanta. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.